From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. As the U.S. announced it would open its Israeli embassy in Jerusalem late next year, the European Union voiced support for a long-held position of a two-state solution with East Jerusalem as the future capital of a Palestinian state. Speaking Monday to Israel's parliament, Vice President Mike Pence underscored President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital. And as such, President Trump has directed the State Department to immediately begin preparations to move the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Pence said the U.S. would back a two-state solution if it's supported by both sides. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Monday in Brussels received support from European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, who told reporters the only way to peace is the two-state solution.
Clearly there is a problem with Jerusalem. I would say this is a very diplomatic euphemism. We Europeans, as well as all the Arab world the United Nations system as such, still continue to believe that the only pragmatic, realistic solution for Jerusalem has to come through direct negotiations has to be the capital of two states.
Mr. Abbas urged the EU to swiftly recognize the state of Palestine. South Africa's ruling African National Congress is debating whether or not to cut short the tenure of President Jacob Zuma, who was replaced as party chief by Cyril Ramaphosa just last month. Mr. Zuma, who's been in power since 2009, has been dogged by allegations of mismanagement and corruption seen as harmful to the economy and the party's standing with the public. He could be removed through a motion of no confidence in Parliament or by the ANC's National Executive Committee. This is VOA News. In northwest Syria, Turkish troops continued their advance against Kurdish militia in Afrin province. On day three of Operation Olive Branch, the top UN official in Syria, Residential Humanitarian Coordinator Ali al-Zatari, said it's unclear how many people are affected by the operation, but called it situation difficult.
Because the access that they have to basic necessities is rather constrained. Prices of commodities are high. Medical services are low.
Turkey views the YPG Kurdish units in the border region as a security threat, part of the outlawed separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party. Turkish forces and their Syrian rebel allies aim to push the YPG away from the Turkish frontier. The U.S. Congress Monday voted to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown, triggered in part by a partisan dispute over immigration. Kurd funding will now last to February 8. Late Monday, the House of Representatives approved the measure passed earlier in the Senate, where Mitch McConnell is the majority leader.
Madam President, after 3 days of an unnecessary lapse in funding, a bipartisan majority has brought the Democratic leader's extraordinary filibuster to an end and passed a bipartisan bill to reopen the federal government.
He assured Democrats the Senate would take up immigration matters, including the fate of hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to America as children. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Washington must pay closer attention to its special relationship with Britain, even though President Donald Trump has yet to visit London.
Both from a security standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. And we need to pay attention to that relationship and the importance of this relationship on a bilateral basis as well, while we work together in common cause to address some of these serious conflicts around the world that confront both of our nations.
Tillerson also plans to meet European signatories to the Iran nuclear deal as the Trump administration seeks changes to that 2015 agreement. Pope Francis Monday offered an apology to victims of clerical abuse following his defense earlier of a bishop in Chile during his just concluded week-long visit to Latin America.
Cosa sentono gli abusati?
The Pope said he hurt people without realizing it. Last week in defense of Bishop Juan Barros, Francis said there was no evidence he was protecting a priest found guilty by the Vatican of abusing teenage boys. His statement came under criticism. A new report Monday suggested UN peacekeepers need to change how they operate to reverse a trend of escalating fatalities. The report said the blue helmet and UN flag no longer offer natural protection. It said UN forces need to be strong and not fear using force when necessary. At least one Japanese soldier was killed and 11 other people injured Tuesday when an erupting volcano rained down rocks on skiers at a mountain resort in central Japan. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again today, so stay close and make sure you don't go away. And today we'll be making our first stop, the land of Cameroon, with Dr. Musica, with the sound Ndolo Night, and right after that, Ngao au Paris by Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire, and Ayinda by Le Chicman of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But first, Ndolo Night by Dr. Musica from Cameroon.
Hello? Allô chérie, oui c'est moi.
Ah mon chéri, tu me réveilles toujours tard dans la nuit. Toujours tard.
Je me sens si seul. Tu passes?
Ok, j'arrive. Passe la nuit.
Seyondo.
By the chick man of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and before that, Ango A Paris by Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire, and Ndolo Night by Dr. Musica from Cameroon. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Welcome back to the show that makes you happy, The African Beat, from the station that rules, The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Sierra Leone is going to be our next stop with Africa by Sisters with Attitude. And right after that, Tunka by Rokia Traore of Mali. But let's take it to the top right now with Africa, Sisters with Attitude, and the Paradise Records of Sierra Leone.
Africa, Africa, now we motherland. We got to stop the fighting, raping all over Africa. Now war. How many children they suffer? People and they suffer and die. Innocent civilian and they die. Please, let we stop the fighting. Africa, let we unite, let we build Africa.
I take a look around, a beautiful Africa. Structures of poverty.
one and hold that wrong option. Express love lies to the young, clear portion. What is war? 90% of all support. See right on Burundi, no more war.
We stay.
African beats.
Rukia Traore of Mali, and Africa by Sisters with Attitude of Sierra Leone. The African beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned, I'm David Vandia, and I'll be right back.
The African beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some emails. Hello, 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 David. It's quite a while I haven't sent you messages. It's because I've been a bit down. But I still listen to my favorite show on radio, which is the African Beat. Please keep playing on those beautiful tunes that keep us up whenever we are down. God bless you, David. This is from Adebiyi Adeyinka from Kwara State in Nigeria. And now let's take another email. I want to thank you for the good presentation of African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm a regular listener to this program and I hardly miss it. I would like you to play a nice piece of music for me and my family. My lovely wife Samaria, daughters Konya and Sia, and son Nyake, all of Freetown, Sierra Leone. Thank you and God bless. Your brother Joseph Sunday Sina of Freetown, Sierra Leone. Thank you very much, my brother. This one says, I love what you're doing on African Beat, David. You make me feel proud that I am black and I'm an African. Thank you very much for that. And this sender here is Vincent Slim Brown. All right, thank you very much, Vincent.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat,
the African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
And now let's take some music. This one is Binti Kazima by Bana Mwembe of Tanzania. And right after that, Akili za Mwafrika by Barbara of Kenya. And Najmin by Russia of Sudan. But first, Binti Kazima by Bana Mwembe of Tanzania.
Oh, Masikini anapulala, anawaza wanawe.
Najmin by Rasha of Sudan, and before that, Akili Zamu Afrika by Babra of Kenya, and Binti Kazima by Banamwembe of Tanzania. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And now, to you and all the members of the African Beat fan club over there in Accra, Ghana, here we go with Aki Special by Prince Nico Umbarga and the Rockafield Jazz. And right after that, Mora Mora by Klima of Madagascar. But first, Aki Special by Prince Nico Umbarga and the Rockafield Jazz of Nigeria.
Sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Kilema of Madagascar, and before that, Aki Special by Prince Nico Umbarga and the Rockefeller Jazz of Nigeria. And with that, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Minu tuake Timulina hudala chikale La harara chikai bulane Timiro champiro ruane Tisaveri guaro bunoine Legege 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 la hamamu tuake Mamura mura kubale La mamu kamisari gege, la mamu kamisari gege, la mamu kamisari gege, la mamu kamisari gege, la mamu. Mishi na hudarai kizaye, la mamu kamivali kaye, la iti mamu loche mevola, palameno logo kabula, lege. La hamino tuake Timulina hudala chikale La harara chikai bulane Timiror champiro ruane Tisaveri guaro bunoene Legege 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 la hamamu tuake Mamura mura kubale Sari gege la mamu kamisari 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 gege la mamu mishina hudara kizaye la mamu kamisari
ba nikaye dai ji ma mulo che me vola fala me no logo kabula le ge ge le ge ge le ge ge la hami no tua ke che molina hudala chikale la harara chikai bulane te mero cha peru ruane ti saveri quaro vunoene le ge ge le ge ge le ge ge la hama mutua ke